Thank you. other, let's meet in the backyard. In 1 week time, in the course of events, the backyard is flooded. Let's find the nearest spot that's dry. But in the course of events, the whole city's covered. Let's find a place that rents paddle boats. And in the course of events, all the boats have sunken. Let's call each other on the phone. And if all the phones are off the hook, I will get out a skywriting book and remember the lessons that I once took. Just to find you on your 21st birthday, I'm hoping the sky, everything will be okay. And I mean it on that day like I mean it on this day, as long as we're sticking to the backup plan. Alright. At this point in my life, only two things matter. Number
one,
becoming an astronaut. Number
two,
it's you, my darling Ava. You're the only thing I've got. Our neighbor Adrian built a rocket. He's the master of everything that flies. Let's sneak in the backyard, jump in and launch it. We owe it to ourselves to try. But it's like the cartwheel the last 2 weeks, or the roaring sound of a thousand bees, or maybe having you gone and not next to me. And
yeah.
Here we go. Albert? Oh, here we go. I did it wrong. Here we go. One, two, the intro.
Fired on the spot. Now please enjoy your break. have them.
Her name was Allison. She was given a car. We drove around a continental to the airfield, watch planes fly overhead. We swore in 10 years we'd be cowboys, or in 10 years we'd be dead. And that summer she moved south to the Mississippi mouth. And her quote in that year's yearbook, in a black and talent font, it said, "You'll miss me, and we'll all miss you when I'm gone." I am roping rolling chairs. Just pretend there's wheels on that. With a lasso made of last week's neckties in a moment, I will realize that it's not the life that I want.
Thank you.
Robert from the great state of St. Louis is going to sing. And if you guys could sing along, it could be really cool. So here we go.
Her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines suit her fine.
Yeah, got it.
Her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines suit her fine.
One more time.
Her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines, her soups and search engines suit her fine.
All right, keep going with that. Her Alice from the engines, from the engines,
her soups and search
engines
suit her fine. Gentlemen, this time, Andre.
His name just happens to be just the robots this time,
Andre.
His name just happens to be just the dolphins this time. His name is Andre. His name is Andre. His name is Andre. His name is Andre. side B on the made that.
We didn't think
of it.
So,
it goes like this. Say what? So this song is about Archibald Aspen, and he is the police officer that Andre heard of the police yet are getting.
You can do it.
You can't do it.
Guys, can he do it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you guys know what he's trying to do?
Who cares? I don't know.
All right.
Yes.
Irrelevant.
She's somebody's dad, too, isn't he?
Ryan, are you somebody's dad?
No,
not
him. I'm talking about the song. Yeah.
All right, the song. Yeah, but we'll get to that. That's the next song.
Spoiler alert!
So about a week ago we played with the great band Red Pony Clock. Anyone know
this
band? We played with them in a barn, and this barn had a fog machine. And so for this song, for dramatic effect, we turned on the fog machine. So picture all of us in fog for this song. Archibald Aspen, the world famous cop, didn't quite set out to be promoted within from his job taking fingerprints when they caught wind of his photographic memory. Rather live quaint, sculpt and paint, but he needs the paycheck just to feed his family. Then one night on his route saw two men sneaking out of an abandoned factory door. They saw each other's face and knew if they escaped, they'd be tracked down tomorrow for sure. And with a blow to the head. Fell to the floor. Archibald Aspen had one only son, born on New Year's Day, and Millennium Aspen is now 10 years old. His little league team calls him Aspen 2K. Mother comes home and she calls for Millennium, tells him she has some bad news. His dad's disappeared and everyone fears that he's lying somewhere, beaten, battered, and bruised. All at once, Millennium jumps and he swears it's time to attack. He says,
mark my words, I will search and I'll search until I bring my father back.
Miss Aspen, she smiles. Pats her son on the back.
Why not 2K?
They were all born in like 2005. So they didn't know.
I was talking.
They just didn't know.
They just didn't know. There's this thing called white. I'm not going to explain it, but anyway, so they told him, "You are the reason that nothing bad happened on Y2K because you were born." And so he grew up thinking he was someday going to save the world again, right? Am I right? Tell them. So anyway, they named the child Millennium, and if you will, when we sing this boy's name, if you will repeat his name, something like this. Oh, Millennium!
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 Here we go.
Cried out to his father. As he approached, he felt a force
strongly against his legs. As he crashed to the floor, he turned around to see Andre, behind whom Alberto Simmons crept with a large blunt object, knocking him and then Millennium unconscious. When the two awoke, they were tied to a rocket ship in the center of the Moss Factory floor. Still unconscious Andre to their right, Father Archibald and son Millennium looked each other in the eye pensively. And as they listened to the haunting cry of the night owl, whom you'll learn about in the next song, they wondered, can the beautiful people of Care Space in Los Angeles sing along with this next part? Well, can ya?
Yeah!
Uh-oh, Millennium!
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 Thank you. I did,
so that's why I was hoping I'd hear it here.
Yes!
Ouch. That one backfired.
But seriously, you can hear it online for free, and seriously, we don't know it. Okay, so anyway, we're gonna play one more.
Can we do the one from the top?
We'll play it. Is it okay if we play a short one, then a regular one? So Aaron Kovac is here in the room.
Yeah!
There you go. So, he emailed me a while ago about being on a compilation, and the email said something like, "Hey, I'm thinking of being on a starting a compilation. Do you want to do this?" And I had no idea who he was or what his name was. And it was very vague. And I was like, "Yeah, all right." Because it was so vague, I was like, "Yes, absolutely. I want to do this. Give me the info." And so when it came time to submit, I'm very excited about everyone coming to the show tonight and welcoming us. And I feel like we're almost like outsiders because we're from Texas, where they don't have awesome people who always come to shows like this, right? With awesome bands like Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra. Makeshift.
Yes.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Right. We were watching you guys in the back, and we were like, "Oh wow, people actually like our type of music that we kind of play, right?" And that doesn't happen at a lot of places. So you guys have something really special here. I say that to say I was not aware of that there would be so many awesome bands on this compilation. I just thought, what the hell is this email? Yes, I'm gonna do this compilation. So here is that song. And kind of. And it was actually like the background music to a video that my wife and I submitted in order to get free coffee for a year from Dunkin' Donuts. And we lost, but this song was awesome, so I wrote lyrics to it, and now it is about a child named Duncan. We were practicing it out front earlier, and I hope we get it right.
Yeah, we'll get it right.
So here we go. And this will be the last one. And watercolor paintings will play. And then, I'm an idiot. Summer Vacation is going to play. Thank you guys for having us. And again, I'm sorry that we're not playing anything. I'm sorry that we're not playing that song anymore. I'll videotape myself. I'll put it private on YouTube.
Just for you.
Here we go. Let's hope we don't screw this up. Stretch it out a little bit longer so I can remember the lyrics. Okay, I got it. Oh. Watch the car. Fishboy. I apologize for any sort of spoilers if you haven't seen The Departed. But it is an Academy Award winning movie. So I suggest that you see it. It's one of my favorites. Thank you.
Thank you.